Good. You made it. Welcome to a mature boreal forest. Oh, the things this densely packed ecosystem can teach. Caribou love it here, and the area's mature trees store trunks full of juicy carbon. But at this point, the risk of catching fire, diseases, or insect infestations is far higher. Thanks to sustainable forest management, those risks are much lower, and we still get to enjoy older forests, many of which are over 80 years old, and thriving, I must say. However, this particular forest doesn't look a day older than 60. No, I'm kidding. It really looks like it needs to drink a mule replacement and put on some compression socks, I'm worried. You see, harvesting mature forests near the end of their realistic lifespans creates a buffer area that stops forest fires and tree diseases in their tracks. Which is horrible news if you're a forest fire or a tree disease.
Aw, nuts.
The buffer areas help mature forests to keep on keeping on. At the same time, newly replanted areas absorb even more carbon. And they said it couldn't be done. Once these trees are harvested, they're used to create products we use every day while the carbon absorbed stays locked in the things that get produced. Oh, you're never getting out of my giant wooden wall spoon, carbon. You see, this doesn't happen when trees burn or decay. In those cases, the carbon is released back into the atmosphere. So yeah, not great. All that said, the portion of forests harvested in Alberta is small and strategic, well below 1% in perpetuity. After the harvest, regenerating the area is the responsibility of our forestry companies. Looking around, I can tell they've done an outstanding job. This is the beauty of effective forest management. Harvesting limits fire and insect risks. Carbon stays sequestered in wood products, and we all get to learn from and enjoy more mature forests. I named this one Mrs. Robinson, for personal reasons. And here's to you. Let's take a closer look at everything this mature forest can teach us.